From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Damages to homes and property are still being assessed after flooding in the Hayden Pass fire burn scar. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says County Road 40 is open and remains undamaged. Officials do expect water-related damages to a number of homes. Colorado voters this fall will decide on the fate of the state's caucus system as a measure to replace it with primary elections has made the ballot. Voters will also decide whether or not those registered as unaffiliated would be allowed to participate. The Secretary of State's office says the two measures met the mark to get on the statewide ballot. And the campaign to eliminate an outdated provision of the state constitution that allows for slavery in certain cases is now officially underway. As Benta Berkland reports, state lawmakers referred the measure to the November ballot.
The Colorado Constitution says, quote, "There shall never be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted." Democratic Representative Jaban Melton of Aurora sponsored the legislation to remove that language.
Just having that in the Constitution always seemed like a backhanded smack in the face, especially being an African American, to know that we're going to free the slaves, except in these cases.
The referred measure passed the State House unanimously, and Melton says supporting it should be a no-brainer for voters, too. He just hopes that with a crowded ballot and lots of national and local races, the Yes on Amendment T campaign won't get lost in the shuffle.
That was Benta Berkland reporting from the state capitol. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.